The bill is modeled after federal regulations for what is and what is not allowed on labels for supplements. If a product helps with something like pain relief, the bill would allow that on the label for medicinal weed products. Vicki Christofferson, director of the Washington Canna Business Association, says it would also allow so-called adult use products to list their psychoactive effects.
For example, this product may make you drowsy, so that people will understand what the product's intended effect is, so that they don't unintentionally take a product that's not for what they're trying to take it for.
Sellers would also be allowed to put things on labels like, for example, this product will not cure your cancer. The other bill up for consideration would change the way the Liquor and Cannabis Board enforces violations not related to public safety by allowing businesses an opportunity to fix the violation before their license is at risk. Ryan Harris, Como News.